All right, so you're saying you believe they are an intelligent species.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. To say as intelligent as possibly somebody maybe 5 or 6 years old at this point. My knowledge of them is so superficial, though. When people ask me what they eat and what they do in groups and if they're a rogue male, I don't have any knowledge of anything like that. And that's the research that I'm working for that needs to be done. So that's what our goal is to get all those kind of... I want to take Bigfoot out of the world of the paranormal and make it a reality, make it a real primate that really exists and is properly studied ethically.
All right. Do you have any clue about why they are so evasive and don't want any contact with human beings?
Well, if you look at what we've done to this continent in the past 200 years, I think the answer becomes pretty obvious. I mean, there used to be 200 million bison that roamed around this continent, and when railroads were built, you know, people used to go by and just execute bison for absolutely no reason.
I think
as human beings, I mean, I would view us as just horrible serial killers. We haven't even, like with the First Nations people who have had a relationship with these animals and have had knowledge of them, most of us never really even developed a rapport with them to bridge the gap between us civilized people and these animals that are this, as the natives referred to them, boss or wild master of the wilderness. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, have the First Nations people, the Native Americans, as it were, been able to give you their version of what they think the social structure and capabilities of Bigfoot are?
I think for the most part, most of the First Nations people that I've dealt with, they have a very highly reverent spirituality associated with these species. And I think that they've just known well enough to that these animals are the boss, they are the wilderness master, and we just keep our distance. We allow them their space, and they give us our space, and we coexist that way peacefully. So there's a spiritual connection, but I really don't have significant knowledge of that at this point. So,
okay. There is a professor. Now, I should back up a little bit. You're responsible, I guess, for legislation in Canada that would do exactly what, Todd?
Well, it would just get species protection for them. The first thing, I guess I have to back up a little bit. The first thing I ever did when I came back with this evidence and I believed the species was real is I went to forestry officers and I went to scientists because I knew I had to keep my research site confidential because people will go out there and kill these animals. They're worth millions. So I went to forestry officers, I went to government legislated bodies, and they will do nothing to assist you. They can't because a forestry officer is like a police officer, and a police officer can't give you a ticket for wearing a seatbelt unless there's a seatbelt law. And that's exactly the way forestry, because that's who I ideally would like to do this with. They're forestry officers that have helicopters and thermal gear and the ability to do this, and they will do absolutely nothing to assist me. So once there's government legislated protection for this species, they have to do something because it's now law. And once I can get them behind me, I mean, things will just start flowing like there's no tomorrow. But I want the forestry officers to help me prove these animals exist.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. I have not yet seen your video, but if I were to be able to see your video, Todd, would it be conclusive evidence that this really is a creature? I guess no video would be conclusive evidence, but would I come away convinced that I'm looking at a real creature and not a guy in a suit?
When all the evidence comes out about my video 3, which I haven't released yet, you'll believe because now what's actually happened is we have this whole scientific body called kineticists, who are experts on the physics of motion and what it takes, you know, how many newtons of force it takes to move a certain distance. Mm-hmm. I had a kineticist analyze my video 3. And every time, again, when you watch a video, it's a man in a suit or it's a new species of primate because there's no other animal on the planet besides humans that are truly bipedal. Everything else is a form of quadruped, even gorillas or knuckle walkers. So when you watch this video, just as a layman, you'll look at it and you'll say, okay, that's obviously a bipedal animal. It's running on 2 feet. Well, this kineticist, when he first saw my information, he said, okay, well, I'll analyze this man. When he came back, he said, that's not a man. And I said, well, what do you know? He said, well, because in my analysis, the fastest man on the planet could not have done that in 24 seconds, and I just saw that animal do it in 17 seconds. So he phoned Fava, who had my video analyzed, and they said, that's raw footage. There's nothing, no augmentation of any kind. Mm-hmm. If that's raw footage, if that is a man in a suit, and he ran it faster than the fastest man on the planet could have, therefore it takes out the whole man in a suit thing, which you would think is very exciting and just great information. But to me, I'm beyond that. Like, I'm looking for a new domicile. I'm going to go shoot another video. I'm going to get more physical evidence. I'm going to get protection for the species. I need scientists involved to assist me in different areas of their specialty fields, and I'm just going to keep going forward with this. Video 3 is significant evidence, and once I get a kineticist to come forward and speak in my documentary, that'll be very significant. And
all right, video 3 is not public yet, right?
No, and the reason I've kept that to myself is because my website has generated virtually no petition signatures, maybe 100. When I go and have a showing, people come out to watch video 3. And when they come out, they sign my petition, and I've got thousands of signatures to that effect. And even still, beyond that, I'm also able to generate revenue for local humane societies, local animal rights activists, and I give all the proceeds to them. So I really, if anybody's going to profit from the Bigfoot video, in my opinion, I want it to be the species themselves. And that's why I've kept the video for that reason. So.
Hmm. So you say when people do see video 3, and in what venue do you make that possible?
I just go to little theaters in cities, wherever anybody will let me play. And, actually, I got accepted into a film festival, but when I told them I wanted to do my petition there, they said, no petition. I said, well, no petition, no film. And they said, okay, well, you can't come to the film festival.
Got it.
There's no reason for me. I'm not about filmmaking. I'm not about getting notoriety and famous. I'm about getting protection for the species and proving they exist. If they're not going to assist me in that plight, then there's no point in me going there. So,
well, is video 3 sufficiently compelling with the testimony, for example, of the man who examined it, as you just explained, mm-hmm. to get this legislation through?
I don't know. You have to ask the politicians. The politicians at this point are not very agreeable to concur with my findings at this point. So what my next goal is, if I can't get petition at this point, is I'm going to go, when I locate a new domicile, I'm going to go with a very skeptical Nobel Prize-winning anthropologist. I'm going to take a big name media guy, someone from CNN and BC or CTV with me, someone who doesn't believe in Bigfoot. They'll watch as I shoot another video in high definition this time, and they'll watch me gather whatever physical evidence I can. And when I come back and this Nobel Prize-winning anthropologist says, I believe, I saw this guy do everything he did. And when mm-hmm. this news anchor from a television network comes with me and says, I believe too, because when they see what I've seen, they'll believe. And with that evidence, I expect with that kind of notoriety, I will get protection for the species.
Mm-hmm. So you have no doubt in your mind that you can take a high-definition camcorder mm-hmm. Back into the woods. You know where to go and how to do it, and you can get some high-definition video and bring it back.
Absolutely. Well, I can get within 50 yards of one of these animals, absolutely. And with a professional videographer and proper gear, even if I had thermal gear, it would be amazing what I could do with thermal gear. I'd be really excited. But thermal gear is $50,000 to take that stuff with you. And night vision, when these animals are moving around at night, I would be very excited. I would love to do all that stuff. And that's kind of what my goal is to get that kind of networking ability and do all those kind of things.